Well, we applaud the governor's decision to veto that bill, and I think it was a recognition that, you know, there has been this concerted effort by special interests in Florida to limit the ability of citizens to enact change through the initiative process. And I think the governor made a principled decision and that enough is enough, and that, you know, if we're going to have an initiative process in Florida, it needs to be something that, you know, is viable and that citizens can actually use.
In vetoing the bill, Governor Chris said the provision would significantly burden the right of Florida citizens to propose amendments to the Constitution by increasing the likelihood that voters would be denied the opportunity to have their voices heard. Chris's veto follows the passage of the major elections bill that eliminated touchscreen voting machines and moved the presidential primary to next January. That bill also contained a provision that would allow for the revocation of petition signatures. Brad Ashwell from the Florida Public Interest Research Group says the distinction from that present legislation and what was just rejected is when the timeline runs on when those revocation forms can be turned in.
For the elections bill, the timeline was 150, you know, a revocation can be turned in within 150 days of the date that the petition is signed, whereas on the bill yesterday, it ran from the time it's verified by the supervisor of election, which means if a, you know, say the League of Women Voters wants to, you know, start getting people to sign petitions for redistricting reform or something else, and the Republican Party doesn't like it, they could fund an effort, or the Chamber of Commerce could fund an effort to undermine them and literally go right behind them, get a list from the supervisor of election with the, you know, phone numbers and addresses of all these people who have signed the petition and hound them.
Common Cause's Ben Wilcox agrees.
Senate Bill 900 would have created a much more opportunity for these paid groups to go out there and collect revocation signatures. So it created an even worse revocation process than what actually did pass.